Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with the one and only Andy Cohen, who tells us all about the Roni shakeup, where Jen Shah stands in Salt Lake City, and who will be back on Beverly Hills. Andy, how you doing? How's your day going so far?
Great. How about you?
Good. Thank you. I saw your Fresca post. It was so much fun. So obviously, you know how to throw a great party. So what are some of your tips for hosting a great holiday party this season and beyond?
You have to get the lighting right. You have to get the music right. I think any kind of festive lights in abundance will make it feel super warm and fun. Those can be little, you know, strings of light. I mean, you know, the great thing about those strings of lights is you can get them at CVS for like $5, and they just make your apartment look so sweet. And, you know, I'm a big candle guy. The music is super important. And the drinks that you're serving. I mean, even before pre-Fresca mixed, I would have been serving Fresquilas and making them on my own. So now they made it very easy because I can just, you know, dole out the Fresca mixed vodka spritz and tequila Paloma.
Definitely. You said music is very important. Will Lisa Barlow's Away in a Manger be playing this holiday season in your home?
You know, probably not, but lots of Mariah Carey.
Definitely. I saw Lisa Rinna commented on your Fresca post saying, "Hey, I'd like to try my friend Andy Cohen's new tequila drink, please." So will she be getting a taste test?
I have to say, you know, and also all the housewives are weighing in. I mean, it's so funny because Tamara commented and said she saw it in the store the other day, Fresca mixed, and she immediately thought of me. That's how synonymous I am with Fresca and tequila. And then, you know, the Paloma is obviously a famous drink south of the border. And Alexia from Miami posted and said, like, Marisol and I have got to try this immediately. So I love it. Everyone is. And then Rinna's comment just absolutely, it made me laugh. I mean, I've called her a disaster on social media, but she really aced that one.
She really did. She really did. Obviously, with the holidays right around the corner and having two small kids, it does get a bit challenging. So what's the most challenging thing right now about being a dad of two? And congratulations, they're both so adorable.
The most challenging thing is time management. And just making them feel like you're there, especially as a single parent. You know, as a single dad, I just feel extra responsibility to make them feel like, hey, I'm always around. And the truth of the matter is, with everything I have going on, you know, you and I are talking, I'm home right now. I'm kind of in and out all day, which is great. And I'm able to tuck them in more nights than not, which is great. I mean, last night I had a live show, but it was at 10. So I was able to tuck him in. He goes to bed at 8:30. So does she. Tucked them in. I got in his little bed with him and we looked at his, you know, his lunar eclipse thing that he has and his stars. And we talked and then I left and I threw a suit on and went and did the show. So, and he was none the wiser. So it's actually weirdly a really good schedule and I'm able to do radio from home sometimes. So, but it's time management.
Definitely. Does Ben have a favorite Bravo show?
Ben is, you know, he'll come in when I'm watching Housewives. I screen cuts of the shows on my computer, and he'll come in and want to watch with me. And I'm like, this is daddy's work. You can't watch it.
No eyes allowed. Do you
want to see Watch What Happens Live? Because he's been to the show. Mm-hmm. So he's watched, and he'll watch me and say, Dad, he'll laugh at my jokes, which I think is so sweet.
So sweet. I mean, I'm sure you get this question a lot, but do you want to have more kids in the future?
No, I do not.
You're good. Yeah.
Let me answer that very quickly.
I'm good.
I mean, now that being said, if I fall in love tomorrow and someone wants, you know, I mean, then we're going to have to talk.
Right. I mean, you did recently say that you were dating, you were on Raya. I mean, yes. Any promising relationships at all?
Not yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it tough? Like you said, time management, but is it tough finding that time to date as well?
I feel for me, whenever I find someone that I'm like, wait a minute, this is a quality person, I will make time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's actually someone that I met recently who doesn't live here who was saying, oh, well, maybe I'll come in town. And are you busy that week? And I said, I'm busy every week, but there are 24 hours in a day. So
that is very true. Very true. Of course, you know, I have to ask you some Housewives headlines that have been going on. You know, obviously, Ramona, I know you spoke about this a little bit about her decision not to be on the show. Is it hard to picture Roni without Ramona?
Well, I mean, listen, it's I'm so excited about the plan for Roni that the fact that we're getting an all new Roni and then a cast with our old friends. Sure. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. Was this a mutual decision between you guys or?
She seems like she's in a place where she's really happy with where she's at.
Good. Good. That's good. That is good to hear. You know, there was a big news last night with Lizzie announcing that she was leaving the Roni show after receiving some anti-Semitic remarks. I mean, are we going to see this play out on the show? And obviously I'm sure you're outraged that this is happening on social media.
We're not. I will say, you know, I obviously don't condone anti-Semitism in any form. It seems ridiculous to even have to say that in this day and age, but we do, and we have to say it really loudly. And, you know, I tweeted something about anti-Semitism a few weeks ago, and the responses that I got were enough to alarm me, I have to say. So I don't think social media is helping bring people together. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, no, you would think in this day and age that we'd be way beyond that, but obviously we're not. Bethany's Housewives podcast is getting a lot of buzz, good and bad. Do you understand why some former housewives aren't too happy about this? Was she ever asked to be on Legacy?
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When we announced Legacy at the beginning, I said, look, we're doing this. She's not really, I don't think, friends with any of the women anymore. I don't think they're not. The great thing that I've loved about the Legacy women is through the years is they actually do hang out. Mm-hmm. When the cameras aren't rolling, they are really in touch. They overlap in each other's lives. Bethany now lives in Connecticut. And she's just kind of living her best life in her own universe. So I'm not sure, given how she feels about the show at this point, that it even makes any sense.
Yeah. So legacy cast is locked in then?
It's close.
Close. We're working out some things. Speaking of cast shakeups, I spoke to you a little bit about this at BravoCon, but after I spoke to you, Kathy told me that she would only return to the show if the cast was different. How do you feel about that? And that is, does that put you in a hard place?
No, because I feel like, you know, it's being on the Housewives. It's something that everyone who's on the show, I want them to be excited about being on the show and have a level of, you know, a desire to be on the show and feel great about it. And so, you know, we've had this situation before with other Housewives who've said, look, this isn't my group. I don't want to interact with X person or Y person. And so it's totally their, you know, that's their decision. And, you know, we haven't announced anything regarding Beverly Hills, and it's kind of a downtime, which is, I think, important between seasons, especially when the season is so volatile. You know,
do you want to see a different cast shakeup for next season?
I think tweaks are always good, but you know, it was a very successful season.
It was. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I spoke to Whitney Rose recently, and she said that Jen should be able to explain herself on the Salt Lake City reunion. I know that you alluded to maybe her being off the show. Can you just clear that up a little bit and where Jen Shaw stands?
Well, I mean, she's being sentenced on December 15th. Mm-hmm. So if I don't know what to say to people who want her on the show there, I hope that she gets no jail time whatsoever and she can come right back. I mean, I don't know what to say, but I have a feeling that she's not going to be available to be on the show.
No, I don't think so either.
That's some people on Twitter were saying, you know, we want Jen next season. And I'm like, okay, well, talk to the judge.
Yeah, seriously. I always found this interesting that you only follow Tom Sandoval and Shep Rose on Instagram. Why is that?
No, I follow also Craig. I mean, I should probably unfollow those guys because at this point, people ask me about it. Tom Sandoval, I started following season one of Vanderpump Rules because he's from St. Louis and we would post about the Cardinals and this and that. Shep, I started following season one because he was a Deadhead. And then I don't know how Craig got in the mix, but Craig then got in the mix. And I think those are the only. Austin said to me recently, he was like, when are you going to follow me? I go, I'm not. I go, I have too many problems right now.
Like, don't need to add to that.
And it would be too much. Like if I now start unfollowing, like I, you know, so that's why.
I love that. Speaking of problems, we asked every housewife at BravoCon if they ever call to complain.
I loved that. I saw that. That was amazing. That was really great. And I agreed. It was 80% true.
So what was the 20% that wasn't?
Some of them said, I can't remember is the honest truth. Right. I can't remember, but some of them I was like, are you fucking kidding me that you are now saying you've never complained to me? Like, but it was 80% true, or maybe even higher percent true.
I love it. So who does call the most to complain?
Well, it depends what's going on, you know, but they don't typically call me to complain anymore. Sometimes if something happens sometimes if something is sad on Watch What Happens Live, they will, you know.
I love it. I love it so much. Andy, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.